story that happened to me when I was 12 years old, a story I'll never be able to forget, and a lesson that I learned as a result of this story. I'd like to share that with you today. I was 12 years old. It was September 29th, 1994. My mother had gone for the night. She was in charge of some kind of a real estate conference, something like that, I believe. And so I was with my father and my little sister for the night. Now, when I was a little kid, I loved going to fast food and eating things that weren't good for me. You know, I just loved it. I loved going out. Now, my aunt, she lived very close. It was my father's sister. She lived close to us. And so originally the plan was that we were going to go out and get some fast food, get some burgers or something. But that all changed. My father decided that we were going to go over to my aunt's house. Now, when you're expecting and hoping, as a little chubby kid, hoping that we're going to have hamburgers for the night, you know, going over to your aunt's house is not nearly as awesome. So I was really upset. I was upset at my father. And the night went on, and you know, I went to sleep upset because I didn't have those hamburgers. I didn't have those chicken nuggets, whatever it was. We didn't go out to have the fast food. In the morning, I remember I woke up to my mother screaming. She was screaming out to me to call an ambulance. I got up. I didn't know what was going on. I called 911 and told them to come to our house. Then I ran outside, and I can remember that the ambulance, I can hear the sirens going, and I could hear the horn from the ambulance, you know, trying to get through traffic. And I was screaming, 12-year-old kid, I'm standing on the lawn, screaming, you know, move, move, come on. My father, he used to smoke, and he wasn't in great health, and he used to have a lot of phlegm, so he's coughing up, and he's coughing, and I think what happened was he was just coughing a little too hard, and his heart gave out, and he fell down in the bathroom. And that was it. That was it. September 30th, 1994, my father passed away. Changed our lives forever. I was a little kid, 12 years old. My sister was almost 2 years old. It was a rough time. But why do I tell you this story? Because what happened the night before? I was so upset. I was so upset the fact that we didn't go out to have fast food. I was upset at my father. But a silliness. Fast food? We ate. It's not like we didn't eat. We went to my aunt's house. But I wanted fast food. And I was upset because we didn't have that. And now, it was the next day, and I didn't have my father anymore. I lost him. I lost him to this incident that happened. And I was upset with him the night before over nothing. In our lives, we get upset sometimes about nothing, and it seems at the time like the biggest deal. But most things in our lives are absolutely trivial. If we realize, if we just took a moment to realize, you know, think about why you're upset. Does it really matter? This, whatever it is, this little scuffle you had with your spouse, or the fact that you were late because of traffic, because somebody cut you off. Think about all these incidents that happen because of road rage. If somebody just gets upset because somebody looked up in the wrong way, or somebody's driving too slow. Now, you know, push comes to shove, somebody ends up getting hurt, somebody ends up getting killed, someone goes to jail, all for what? Over getting cut off, traffic, somebody driving too slow, silliness. You hear about stories like this all the time. Somebody gets upset about something silly, absolutely silly. Life's too short to deal with all this silliness that we think is like the most important thing in the world. We have to let it slide. That was a lesson that I learned. Nothing's more important than the life of your family. Nothing's more important than what's really important in life. And if you really focus on what's really important in life, you realize that a lot of the troubles that you have day to day are just silly. If you ever feel upset, take a second and just stop. Think about it. Think, what's really going on here? Why am I upset? Do I even need to be upset? I would imagine that about 9 times out of 10, there's really nothing to be upset about. There are times where it's, you know, it's upset is something that's, you know, there's actually something going on. There's actually something you need to fix. But most of our problems in life are just absolutely trivial. And we have to realize that. Life is too short. I wish I could have that night back to, you know, to just realize that, so what that we didn't go out to have fast food? So what that I wasn't going to eat some chicken nuggets or something silly like that? Is it worth me being upset at my father about? So much so that I had to go to sleep upset and to never see him again? Think about it. Take time. Whenever you're upset, think about it. Life is way, way, way too short. to be upset at a family member because of something that happened. So, or you get upset with a colleague or your best friend, and you end up, you know, you never want to speak to them again. You just cut ties. Comes time for your children's wedding, and you won't invite them. 20 years go by, you don't even remember why you're upset in the first place. Life's too short. Don't waste on silliness. Take the time, think about what you're doing, and realize that there's really nothing to it. It's all just silly. It's all just trivial. Your life will be much, much better if you could just let all the silly things in your life just slide. Let them go. It's really not.